My name is Micheál McCann.
I'm a poet from Derry City and I now live in Belfast. I just published a book, Devotion, with Gallery Press. I think a lot about Derry, even though I don't live there anymore, as all people from Derry do. And I wrote this piece about going to pick up a small kitten from Derry. Keepsake. I do not think of the kitten as a souvenir. As I drive to Derry to pick him up, the road there from Belfast is familiar and easy for me to autopilot. The motorway quickly becomes the Glensheen Pass, gold and clear today. For the hundreds of times I've crossed it, I find it beautiful. The patchy river that runs far below, the small waterways that fall down the mountain. I come down the road and soon reach a cattery on the outskirts of Derry. I obviously didn't choose this particular kitten because it was from Derry, but on the drive there, I think of the little trinkets I placed beside my desk, courtesy of a particular friend, a hand-painted cat figurine from Mexico, a cream-pocked stone fashioned into a figure of a sheep. I feel close to her when I look at them. When I lay eyes on this little cream kitten, he wastes no time in abandoning the shadow of his mother. Home goes where you go, I've learned in the decades since I've left Derry. I always feel strange coming back, but it's nice that a place refuses stillness as much as we do. A place's brilliance and strangeness is sometimes most tangible when you look at it from a little distance. I don't feel like an alien though, and the kind English woman in the doorway welcomes me. I watch the ranging kitten and I think I will call him Marcel. I love Proust, the great French writer, for his revelation that if a memory of something persists, it cannot be entirely lost. So maybe this kitten is a keepsake that will remind me of this moment, and this place, and all the moments that led to them. The Oxford English Dictionary describes souvenir as an instance of remembering, a slight trace or vestige of something. Nothing is lost forever, this little kitten makes me think, standing as we are in the outskirts of Derry City on this pale blue morning. Marcel is confident and outraged being confined in this fabric enclosure, and he makes his feelings known. As we drive home, by which I mean Belfast, which my mother flinches at each time I let that slip, the kitten breaks out of his carrier many times. We take breaks on hard shoulders and motorway slipways, where he scampers under the foot pedals. He looks at me with blue eyes as bright as ponds. I see myself reflected in his unflinching gaze. We sit a while in the Mahara park and ride. My understanding of home is always in flux.